Such morbid fears about evildoers had a wonderful effect on the sale of newspapers, as the barons of Fleet Street had proven a few years back with the titillating stories of the infamous Jack the Ripper. But these were all just normal, everyday crimes, nothing truly, ingeniously, diabolically evil, and sufficient to warrant the intense energy of London's most famous detective. No, my dear Watson, we do not live in splendid times. We live in very dangerous times, the worst of times, remonstrated Holmes. The Empire is crumbling, the Americans are eating into our trade, and the Germans into our naval superiority. Britain is forming all sorts of unholy alliances with unpredictable countries. The Boers give our army a thorough run for it, and the world cheered them on. Some youth tried to murder the prince, and the Belgian authorities let him walk away. Anarchists are on the move everywhere. They are not murderers of the usual garden variety that kill for money or jealousy. They are fanatical in their beliefs and intent on mayhem and destruction of the established order. Yet none of these cases have come to me, Watson. Those sorry chaps at Scotland Yard treat every death as if it were just one more unsolvable murder, and I receive nothing but the most trivial of clients wanting help with the most commonplace of problems. Look at this, Watson, he snapped, as we, or at least...